The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began investigating the safety of Firestone tires last August. Since then, the number of people believed to have died in accidents involving the tires has climbed from 62 to 203, with hundreds of others injured. The agency has yet to finish its investigation. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In November 1999, a television station in Houston got wind of a story. An investigative unit discovered a tragic link involving Ford Explorers using Firestone tires. After months of research, the team uncovered dozens of fatal accidents that occurred after the tire tread separated and the vehicle rolled over. Firestone denounced the story when it finally aired, but 6 months later, the company's vice president, Gary Krieger, announced it was recalling 6.5 million of its tires.
So no matter how old the tires, no matter how many miles they have on them, we will replace the P235-75R15 with new tires at no charge.
That press conference focused a spotlight on NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, because the information the television crew had used was available to the federal safety regulator. State Farm Insurance Company had also notified NHTSA in 1998 about an increasing number of accidents involving Ford Explorers with Firestone tires. NHTSA began looking to see if there was a problem with the tires. Now, almost a year later, the investigation still isn't finished. Ray Tyson, a spokesman for NHTSA, says it takes time to compile so many facts.
We have reviewed tens of thousands of pages of documents from Ford and Firestone. We've reviewed thousands and thousands of consumer complaints. We've inspected and dissected hundreds of failed tires. In addition to that, we have gone out and tested hundreds of other tires at independent laboratories to try to better understand why it is that these tires are failing.
Still, in the time since NHTSA launched its investigation, Ford has announced it would replace another 13 million Firestone tires. Tyson says investigators at NHTSA are aware of the public pressure to determine whether millions of tires still on the road are safe.
One thing that people don't quite understand is that we do not have the legal authority to order a recall until our investigation is complete. Our findings must be able to stand up in a court of law.
As the months wear on, the stakes have become higher. There are now hundreds of millions of dollars in pending lawsuits. Ford and Firestone had dissolved a nearly century-old partnership, replacing it with a public relations war. Increasingly, the federal safety regulator is being dragged into the skirmish, as Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey pointed out at a recent congressional hearing.
We have a corporate schoolyard brawl that's broken out here. We need an impartial referee to determine who was right and who was wrong. We need NHTSA, the independent agency, to play the role of referee.
Firestone and some members of Congress are asking NHTSA to broaden its inquiry to examine whether the Ford Explorer has a design flaw that makes it prone to roll over. Some consumer advocacy groups say that all sport utility vehicles have a problem with rolling over. Joan Claybrook, the president of Public Citizen, says her group has been after NHTSA for years to set a rollover standard, which would mandate a safer design for SUVs.
This has been going on for years and years and years, and it's the auto industry that is opposed at every step. Whether there's a law that requires the agency to act or proposals by members of Congress, the industry has managed to stop the agency from actually coming to closure and issuing a safety standard.
Consumer protection groups are also calling on NHTSA to upgrade the current tire standard, which was last set in the late 1960s. Clarence Ditlow is the executive director for the Center for Auto Safety.
Tire standards, even when they were initially established, were at best mediocre standards. Today, they are just simply out of date and inadequate for the job.
For years, NHTSA did not have the resources to do what it was supposed to. But that changed last September after the first tire recall, when Congress rewrote the highway safety laws. Louisiana Congressman Billy Tozen.
We gave NHTSA all kinds of new authorities. We mandated the sharing of information by insurance companies and claims agents and tire companies and automobile companies. And we also gave NHTSA the money and the authority to put in better data systems to track those trends. We also instructed them to do a lot more testing.
Officials with NHTSA say they're using those newfound powers in the Firestone investigation. They say their report will be ready in July. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.